Son of a bitch, hello.
Michael Jackson, I believe, is a shapeshifter.
What's your fucking problem with that, sir?
Sir, I believe Michael Jackson, he shapeshifted into Barack Obama.
Why didn't you go fuck yourself, motherfucker?
Hello? Uh-oh. The crazy fucker just got,
The crazy fucker just got taken out.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
All right, everybody. Good evening. Carlota here with Tuck and Kokanee in studio, and we're going to be doing some prank calls tonight. This is Madhouse Radio for September the 24th, a Thursday night as usual. We are 98.6 The Mouth, as always, flagship station, and that motherfucker.
98.6
The Mouth.
Also on Justin.tv over at Justin.tv/Zola. Zolar Party Nation will be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do aim to start this show much earlier than I do. Hopefully, schmofully, sometime soon I will. And if not, then what can you do about it? Anyway, this is Carlito. Had a rough fucking day today, everybody. Had a rough fucking day today, and it pissed me off. So I'm here to do prank calls and get over it. That's all you can do. Visit my website over at madhouselive.com. Invite all your friends to tune in if they're listening right now. A lot of people just fucking messaging me left and right. I rarely log into these messengers that much anymore like I used to. And when I do, a lot of people like, they go crazy. Like, motherfucker, motherfucker you, motherfucker. What's the matter? What's with the podcast? God damn it. A lot of messages and a lot of people asking for podcast episodes and I'm working on it. Give me a second. I'm working on it. All right, buddy. I'm trying to invite friends. Everybody, you can call me here tonight. The toll-free line will be open, 407-459-4534 is the toll-free line where you can reach me tonight. Again, that's 407-459-4534. Toll-free to you if you're in the 407 area code. All right. A lot of numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. Let's take a look at those. See what we got. Hey, daddies, how you doing? How many spaces are in town tonight?
How many what?
How many of the spaces over there on it? Huh?
I don't know. Just
okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what was that?
What was what?
There's a lot of noise on the phone. What's going on?
I don't know.
All right, listen, this is the second time I call now, and I lost my wallet there, and it's obvious it's there. I've checked everywhere else. I checked my pants. I checked my car. I checked my house. And someone used it, and it was the gas station that's like the, you know that gas station that's kind of on the way over there?
There's Chevron and Shell.
The Chevron station. I called Chase, and they said that you got that the wallet had been used in Chase, which is right by there.
Right, Chase is just right down the road from us.
So obviously tonight that's where I left my wallet, so someone from there has my wallet. Like, who places authorization on my wallet?
Oh, gosh.
God damn it. Someone put an authorization on my credit card, on my wallet that I left there, and I have a sneaky suspicion that it was that guy.
Which guy? What did he look like?
The guy, he said he was off duty, that he works there, and I said, well, you have a uniform. And he said, no, I'm off duty, man, it's cool. And I said, look, you know, can you wash my stuff? I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and the card and the wallet were gone. So I guess he came went off a break or something like that. He said he was on his break.
He was on his break. Was he tall and kind of skinny?
Yeah.
Well, not real tall, but pretty darn skinny.
Well, I'm a tall guy. I'm not a super tall, but I'm a pretty tall guy. He was just about a little bit more than me, yeah.
But he was pretty skinny.
Yeah, pretty much.
With dark hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That would be Jason. Oh, gosh.
So
that would really freaking suck.
Well, he told me, hey, don't worry that I work here on my break. And I said, all right, I'm going to go do the bathroom. And I came back, and there was nothing there.
And there's nothing here.
No car, no food. I put my food in a box. He took the food and everything.
He took the food and everything. Dang.
He has a history of doing things? Does he do heroin or something? Does he have...
Like way, way, way back in his past, he doesn't have the greatest record, but that was like when he was like a teenager. But
he's got felonies then. Felony crap. Felony count. Yeah, man. So he fucked me up. I don't know. He got a lot of gas.
He doesn't have a car. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, maybe he sold the gas to some people. Maybe he stole the gas.
Dang, well, let's see. Okay, let me talk to my boss.
See, I don't take it a habit of going in there. I mean, I usually don't talk to a Hispanic man, but he seemed nice and everything.
He was Hispanic?
Yeah, he had an accent and everything, yeah.
Oh, well, then that we don't have any Hispanic or an accent person here that works here.
No, but he was definitely on his break. It was on his lunch break. He said, I'm having my break right now. We were talking, and he was telling me about all the things in the restaurant that they changed. He said that he used to be the owner, that he was a part owner now.
Are you sure you're not talking about the on Highway 99?
No. I don't even know Highway 99, to be honest with you. Like, I don't go out that way at all. This is the one on Main, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The guy's like, yeah, I used to be the owner, and then this. They kicked me out. Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird.
Now he said, no, don't worry. Look, he said that I used to be, it's okay. Go ahead. I'll watch your, he said I signed a check, and he said he was going to watch it and everything. And I came back, and he was gone.
Yeah, because we've only had one owner here the whole time we've been open. So, obviously, I'm thinking that person may not have worked here, but acting like he did.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird. Oh, dang.
You think he stole... You think he was lying? He stole my wallet? He obviously worked there. He said he worked there.
Right. Yeah, we don't have any Hispanics or anybody that has an accent here. And the only person... Yeah, no, we don't even have... We have a black girl, but that's the only colored person that we have that works here. And I don't think... I've worked here for 5 years, and I've never worked with a Mexican here.
Oh.
Or anybody with an accent.
And you got one colored...
What's that?
You only have one colored there?
Yeah. Her name's Mariah, and she's like 16 or 17 years old.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that he acted like he was working here, and that he used to. Yeah, because like I said, we've only had one owner that's ever since Fatty Patty's on Main has worked here, or has been here.
Oh, the guy said he worked there, and he took... What about Jason, though?
Jason, he's like as pale as a freaking ghost.
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe.
Can you tell me what day it was?
Implicate him. We can implicate him in it or something. I don't know. You got to help me out in this insurance papers now because I gave him this story.
Yeah. Do you remember what day it was?
That it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. So yesterday was Wednesday. Dang, I didn't work yesterday. So the only people that worked yesterday.
Oh.
That was Paul, and he's like, I don't know, 50 something years old. And Melissa and Angie.
Oh, well, write Jason up. I mean, write him up.
Well, he didn't work yesterday at all.
Well, I think he's implicated in this. I think he has a history, has a past, and I think he has something to do with it. Obviously, he's got a record there, so obviously, he's got something to do with this, I'm sure.
Well, that would...
That's right. I want you to write him up right now. I want you to write him up, and I'm going to give you these papers, a copy. I'm going to fax you a copy of the papers. And we're going to put it in his write-up.
Okay, you're going to have to drop him off because we don't have a fax machine.
You have emails?
We don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're not like, high-tech like that.
I'll drop it off then. Should I drop it off for you or, like, who?
Go ahead and drop it off to tomorrow's Friday.
Yep.
Go ahead and drop it off to Marla.
Marla.
She'll be here tomorrow. She usually leaves about 2:30, and she's here at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
So I'm going to put down here my report. It says that there are no color people that work there except for one.
Yeah, and nobody with an accent.
Right. All right, so obviously we're going to have to, you know, I think that we should, you know, pull records on Jason, and I want the, like, I'm sure you guys pulled a credit history on him. Like, I need a copy of that. And I need a copy of his criminal record also. I'm gonna evaluate all this.
Okay, yeah, just go ahead and talk to Marla about that tomorrow.
Okay.
She's the only person that can do
and
that.
Can I get your name? Because I'm going to actually put you down here as a defendant.
Brooke.
Brooke.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke. So I got you down as defendant. Brooke, defendant number two. And how do you plead?
I'm not sure.
guilty, not guilty, or no contest?
I guess not guilty because I didn't work yesterday, so I don't know.
Not guilty. All right, so you're pleading not guilty. All right, so I'm going to call you back with a court. I'm going to get the court date.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to come, and they'll give you an attorney if you can't afford one, apparently.
All right.
Okay, because I'm definitely going to have to sue you also, Brooke.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, you're the second defendant on this case, so I'm obviously going to have to sue you now you're involved.
But I didn't have anything to do with this.
I'm throwing whatever at the wall to make it stick. I mean, obviously, when you're answering the phone, you're involved in this. And then that colored girl, also Mariah, and I'm putting down defendant, suspect number three, Mariah, because you said she's colored.
Yeah.
Colored girl, suspect, due to... ethnicity. Is she a black?
Honestly, I don't think she is, but I'm not sure exactly what she is.
Not sure, possible black. Not sure, possible black. Okay. All right. Do you have any other ethnic people there that might be involved with this?
Not as far as I know.
Nobody else of ethnicity at all? Any?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so, Brooke, I've got you down in the lawsuit. I've got Mariah, and I've got the Jason drug kid.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to drop off those papers for you.
Okay.
And I need you to sign them. This is a sign. I need you to sign the affidavit, admission of guilt, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so sign the admission of guilt when I bring it down, and then I'll file it at the DA's office.
Okay.
And I think they'll probably fine you, so, you know, you'll probably be found guilty. But you can probably plead no contest, and I don't think it'll, you know, because it's your first time offender for you?
Yeah, I've never had any problems or any issues whatsoever.
You should be all right then. I mean, I'll work it out. I'll talk to the DA, and nothing will happen to you, okay?
All right.
All right, honey. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Jesus Christ, what does it take for that girl so dumb in the head? All right. I was, like, thinking... At what point is she going to figure out I'm suing her? Okay. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you say there, old lady? Hello? Hey, old lady, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I left my wallet there about 2 days ago. Did anybody put it under the register? You know how you guys do that?
Uh-huh.
Can you look under the register for my wallet, please?
What does
please?
It look like?
It's brown. It has cards in it. Yeah, it has cards in it. Condom.
What's the name?
Huh?
What's the name?
It says Ralph Lauren.
Uh-huh. And what's your name on your ID?
It says Ralph Lauren on the wallet.
You don't have an ID in it?
No, I keep my ID in my clip on the side.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Mr. Clutch making a good point.
That lady was mighty confused. Who the fuck is Jake? Motherfucker, who is Jake? Someone tell me who Jake is. Who's this Jake character? Has he got a show? There's a Jake guy doing a prank call show, apparently. Maybe we should call him. Hey, Jake. Fuck Jake. Nunu says, Maven, don't steal Fat Carlito's wallet, please. Very funny. Very nice of you, asshole. Fucking ingrate. Nunu's just a fucking ingrate. He gets a lot of respect around here sometimes, but look what he says. He calls me fat. Maven says, what, Carlito? Your wallet doesn't say bad motherfucker on it. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. As a matter of fact, that's a good idea, Maven. Go gold star for you, old girl. Big girl. Big Maven. All right, gold star. Good. There you go. I'm going to hang up on that lady looking for the stupid wallet. And then we'll call it right back. Just a moment for that.
Yes.
Hey, I was talking to that old girl over there. She was looking for my wallet. What happened? You people
Just a second.
Huh? Who is this? Hey.
Yes.
Put me the owner or the manager on the phone right now, sir.
Okay, just a second, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
I'm one of the assistant managers.
I demanded the manager, not an assistant manager. What's your function there? What do you do?
Excuse me?
I said I demanded to speak to the manager or the owner, not an assistant manager. What's your function there?
What's my function?
Yeah.
Well, my function right now is telling you that we look for your wallet with all due respect, and it's not here.
Well, you know, first of all, this is the first that I hear about this. Why are you coming off and putting on airs with me when you're on the phone? Someone used my wallet at the gas station down the street there for a large transaction just about 32 minutes ago, according to my information here when I talked to Chase Manhattan Bank.
Sir, obviously, if that's happened, I feel sorry about that, but I have nothing to do with that. We're not responsible for a lot of
I left the stuff... I left the stuff on the table when I went to use the restroom. The man said he was on his lunch break, that he was going to watch it for me. I went to the bathroom. I washed my hands. I come back. The food in the box was gone, and my wallet was gone. I called the bank, and they say that someone already used it. So I want to know who this person is that was on their lunch break, who stole my wallet from the store on the lunch break, and are obviously coming back if they're not back already. Who did this thing?
What time were you here, Doctor?
It was a colored person. Who's the colored man that was over there on break?
Hold on. What time was this? When was this?
This is about 1 hour ago.
Okay. Well, here's what, partner. We don't have not a single colored person working here today.
Then who was on the lunch break? Because the man had a shirt on and everything.
You just said a colored person. We don't have a single colored person here working tonight at all in any capacity.
Nobody of ethnicity.
I don't know if maybe you called the wrong restaurant.
No. Listen.
Yeah.
I went on Maple.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, your employee stole my wallet.
No, you don't know that, first off.
Well, he identified him. No, he was identified purely and simply in your livery that he was he had a name tag on and everything.
Listen, why would you trust a busboy with your $1,500 Louis Vuitton wallet? For starters,
first of all, it's a Ralph Lauren wallet.
Well, Ralph Lauren.
I don't wear
anyone that's not that you don't know personally with something that personal. I don't understand. I'm not trying to be offensive.
You have so little control over the situation there as an assistant manager who I'm forced to talk to. You have such little control that you don't even know what the complaint is about. That it's not a Louis Vuitton.
Well, no, I understand. I understand what the complaint's about. Your wallet is missing. And apparently has been used since it's gone missing. I understand this.
And I'm holding
you. What I would like for you to understand is we have nothing to do with this situation.
Listen to me. I'm writing this up. I want to know immediately who's in charge right now. You tell me who's in charge. You? Because I'm putting a lawsuit on whoever's in charge. So who's in charge? Yes.
Okay. Good luck for that sticking, because we state on our menu we are not responsible for lost articles.
No. It doesn't say that in your menu at all, sir.
Yes, it does.
I have
yes,
a copy
of your...
No.
It may not say it on the to-go menu. It says it on our plastic menu. Yes, it does.
Well, unfortunately for you, sir, I wasn't given a copy of this, nor was I offered it, nor was it anywhere displayed in
Clear
View.
Sir, you can go to any restaurant, and they are never responsible for lost articles.
But this is an employee. No. So you're saying that your employees steal all the time and that it's okay? That there's nothing?
Oh, I'm not saying anything of the nature. Don't put words in my mouth. We have a very trustworthy crew here.
Have you ever shoplifted before, sir?
I will have you know, sir, we had a $1,500 cash purse with $3,000 cash in it last month. It was left here. It was turned in by one of our busboys. It was recovered by the owner, and they were awarded a $50 bonus. We do not have people that steal here.
Well, I want to know who is in charge, who was on shift.
I am not at liberty to say at this point. I don't even know if this is a real call or not.
I demand this
information for all I know.
Listen.
If you want to come down here and talk to us in person, feel free to do so.
Are you threatening me, sir?
Am I threatening
you? So I'm
going to
come
no.
down, and you're going to touch me, and you're going to touch me in my
I
person.
I said if you would rather.
Listen.
I said,
listen. Nice. Apparently this is the colored show tonight.
doing a lot of colored prank calls. Coloreds. Nothing like living in the South, everybody. Brendan asking what's up with Crazy Fucker in the forums. If you want to find out what's up with Crazy Fucker in the forums, be sure to go over to madhouselive.com, go to the forums link, and you can actually check out prank calls there also. They're all there. Lots of prank calls. Good ones, too. You should do that. Zolar has a special section on that forums right there. It's called Zolar Party Nation. You should check it out. He just posted his newest CD there. You should check it out and buy a copy of it. Fucking me and Zolar go way back. Zolar and me, man. We go way back in the shit. We were actually in Operation Enduring Freedom together in late 2001 in Afghanistan and Tora Bora, as a matter of fact, is where I met the guy. He's a good friend, and I consider him a brother. 82nd over and all the way. This one is in El Paso, Texas. Interesting.
07.
Son of a bitch, hello.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I need to speak to the manager, please.
How may I help you, sir?
Yes, I was over there and a woman treated me rudely, and I do not take a treatment like that from women. Who is the woman that works there? Tell me now.
What time?
About 1 hour ago. Who is the woman there who works there?
Where she treated you?
Why do you let women work there like that?
Was that sex, excuse me?
I said, why do you let women work there like that?
That's none of your business. How she treated you.
Maybe the woman's supposed to stay at home and not work if they're going to treat people like that, right? Bad business for woman to be working? Or bad woman?
What did she do to you, sir?
Is that, whose wife is that there? Who's the husband of the woman?
No, none of them. We don't have anybody's wife over here.
No? So is she family, sister? Huh? You like your sister?
Sir.
Huh? How many sisters do you have?
What's your fucking problem with that, sir?
I want to know how many sisters you have.
Sir, what do you want exactly?
I want you to deliver your sister to me, to my house.
Why didn't you give me your address? I'll have somebody to deliver to you tonight.
Are you threatening me? Huh? Do you work for IDF?
Just give me your address and somebody will handle you, believe me.
I've got you on tape threatening me, sir. I don't appreciate
it.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you go fuck yourself, motherfucker?
I'm putting this all in my report against you.
Are you doing?
What is your name? I command you to
fuck
give...
Fuck you.
Command you.
Fuck you. If you need my name, you come over here and you'll know my name.
Listen, asshole, I'm Greek. I'm above you. So you tell me your name right now.
Above my dick, bro.
If I was above your dick, I'd kick you right in the fucking bollocks. Right in the bollocks.
Why didn't you come and do it over here?
But you know why I can't kick you in the balls? Because you don't have the balls. You have a vagina down there.
Sir, you're calling the store over here and you're harassing me over here. Swear to God, I'll have you handled right now.
I...
He doesn't sound very Israeli. Using those weird Middle Eastern insults that we've learned over the years here in Madhouse Radio. Asking how many sisters they have, etc. Yeah, it was interesting. He's not too angry, though. Not too angry, indeed. We'll give him a call later on. A few days from today. A few weeks from now. I'll put him down in the special list of friends that we like to prank call on regular basis. I wrote the wrong one here. I'm trying to invite friends in the JTV. I don't know my syntax. Invite friends. There we go. Got it that time, motherfucker. All right, everybody. Let's continue on. See what other numbers we have here to do. MSC3 Clay asking if me, the long-legged Puerto Rican, needs the help of that man Nunu and himself. Yeah, well, certainly, if you get numbers and stuff, I mean, let me know. It's pretty funny what happened last week. After the show last week, for some reason, I thought it'd be funny. Athena was asleep. Let me turn that off. Forgot to turn it off. Maybe it's somebody who can leave a voicemail about the prank call we did. Anyway, Athena's sleeping on the couch, and I went in and I grabbed the broom, and I was chasing one of the cats around with it. He's deathly afraid of the broom, because the broom is apparently friends with the vacuum cleaner, who both of the cats are deathly afraid of. Him especially. He's a very scaredy cat kind of cat. I was chasing Davi around, my cat, and I saw Athena sleeping there, and I thought it'd be funny if I took the broom and I made a noise with it to wake her up, to get her to bed. So I took the broom, like the flat end of it, and I slammed it on the, like on the arm of the couch. And she wakes up and sees me holding the broom above her, like acting really like crazy and demented, and she freaked out. She got scared. And she got really mad at me. She slammed the door on me. She didn't let me go to bed. I had to sleep outside on the couch last week. And it's all because of you guys, because I came back in the chat room after the show and I said, hey guys, what should I do? And you guys said, yeah, you should go. So I went and got the broom and I tried to open the door. And she told me to go fuck myself and to go sleep in the bedroom, sleep on the couch or the guest bedroom. And the guest bedroom wasn't made, the guest bed. So I just laid down on the couch and watched TV until I fell asleep. It was fun. I got an alarm clock right there. Got a spare alarm clock that was just hanging out. I had an alarm clock in my old house, my old apartment, and I got replaced, and it was still good, so I put it in the living room. You never know. You can always look at it for the time, and if not, you use it for an alarm clock when your wife kicks you out. Fucker, you know who we should call? Lonesome Loser. I know you're out there, homeboy. My man. That prank call machine. Lonesome Loser. The cigar place. What's the fucking cigar place called that we prank call? Like once a month. It's always funny. Crazy. Somewhere in California, I think. San Diego. I think San Diego, right? Because he tells me, I have friends with San Diego PD. The police officer are my friends, and I'm here with Allah. I love those pranks. I forgot what they're called. What is it called? Cubans, right? Isn't there one about Cuban cigars? That's like the most recent one that's on the website, I think. On the podcast, at least.
Hello?
Crazy fucker.
Hey.
We say there, old man. How you doing?
Hey, dude, I'm watching you too, man. That was a funny damn call you did there, dude.
Yeah, what was that now?
With
sorry.
The sister delivery. He told him to deliver his sister over to your fucking house, right?
Right, and he refused to.
He says, hey, you know, he says, give me your address, man.
I think he was down for it. Would you fuck a sister like that? Like, they just sent, you think they would, right? You pay enough money.
Hey, that was funny, man.
Yeah.
Remember Michael Jackson, man?
Yeah, what about him? He's dead. He's a colored guy.
Well, he thought, you ever heard of a band called Boys to Men?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And well, he had a heart attack when he found out that it wasn't a delivery service.
poor guy. He was a beautiful soul, crazy fucker. And you said you were about to kill him.
Oh no, man! He was a reptoid, pedophile, child molester, man.
Reptoid
that got away with it for years and years because he was fucking rich.
Listen now. When he died, the night he died, you called in and you said you were about to kill somebody, but you heard the song "Man in the Mirror" and it changed your life.
No, man, that was fuck. Dude, I was pranking you.
I know. That was hilarious, though. I heard that the other day here. I was going through some audio, and I heard that, and I laughed my ass off just thinking about that.
No, man, shit. I had never, ever been into fucking Michael Jackson. Never, ever was into his music.
Yeah, right. You know you were. You liked the little...
No.
You liked the little black and white, little Billie Jean.
No. I'll tell you, man, no. It's like... I admit that the guy, he fucking, well, he was very, very good at what he did, you know, on the stage, man. That guy was, I guess, you know, that guy had a lot of fucking talent and ability, but he was a perverted motherfucker that molested little children, man. And you gotta, like, fuck, man, there's guys in prison doing long sentences because they were, like, 18 years old, and their girlfriend was 17 years old, and they had fucking sex a month before the girl turned 18, and the 18-year-old kid was charged with fucking statutory rape in his fucking hardcore prison, man.
Fuck.
Just because they're poor people now, the fucking rich motherfuckers like Michael Jackson, man. They get away with all kinds of evil shit.
Bullshit.
Do you hear about the DynCorp? You ever heard of DynCorp? They have a fucking contract with the Defense Department, and they run child kidnapping rings, sex slavery rings, man, out of Israel.
Come on, out of Israel?
Out of fucking Israel.
They're taking Israeli kids or what?
No, they're taking kids from all over the world and shipping them to Israel and then sending them out. Sometime check out prostitution in Israel. The fucking the Jews, they believe it's okay to have fucking prostitutes as long as they're non-Jewish prostitutes.
That's fucked up.
Well, it is, man, and it's fucking it's really bad because I mean these major corporations, man, they're fucking pedophile, child molesting, satanic, human sacrifice cult. And they got the fucking masses of this country brainwashed, dude. And I'll tell you what, man, start eating stuff like a lot of cayenne pepper in your food and turmeric.
Wait, what's the turmeric do for you in the cayenne?
What it will do is counteract the diabetes and shit that you say you have and your back pain and shit.
The capsaicin does it? What else?
Yeah. These are wonderful things, man. Garlic.
Garlic, yes, I do take garlic capsules every once in a while.
Man, eat it raw. Eat that shit raw, man. Chew it up and like candy, man. And I'll tell you what, man, if you like get a cold or the flu or something, but don't take no flu vaccine shot, man, because that'll do you in. They're killing people with that shit. It's full of mercury. It's full of all kinds of bad shit like live cancer viruses. That's how they're fucking taking us down, man, is through these fucking vaccines.
Oh, fuck that.
And the fluoride in the water. And, dude, you know, you last week when I talked to you, you dismissed, you kind of scoffed at when the fluoride thing. And all you got to do is Google up fluoride.
You can Google up a lot of shit, sodium fluoride.
Google up Nazi concentration camp / fluoride, and you'll see that's when they really started using that shit. That's what they did. The Nazis did the Jews in the concentration camp.
Yeah. All right, crazy fucker. We got two questions from the chat room, real quick, and I got to move on. Number one, do you follow football at all?
No, I don't. I don't follow any sports except like. I am knowing, like, if there's a women's gymnastic team doing their thing, I kind of get interested in that.
Okay, women's. And then the last question is about the Denver airport. Do you know anything about the Denver International Airport? That one's coming from Jake online.
Yeah, the Denver International Airport, man, is just, it is like a home base for the reptilian alien race that have been on this planet for thousands of years, and they're like among the richest. They're the richest elitists in the world. The Queen of England is one. She's a shapeshifter. Michael Jackson, I believe, is a shapeshifter. I believe Michael Jackson, he shapeshifted into Barack Obama. But anyway, about the Denver International Airport, yes, it is. If you look at a satellite photograph of the Denver International Airport, it's shaped like a swastika.
Okay.
And they've got, like, and it goes down under the ground, man, for, like, 80, 90 stories under the ground. They got a whole fucking city underneath the Denver International Airport.
So is it, like, a super base for the Illuminati or the reptilians or what's...
You can synthesize the New World Order into factions like the Bilderberg Group, the CFR, the CIA, the KGB, man, I'm talking about, man, the international bankers, man.
What about the Freemasons?
The regular run-of-the-mill, everyday Freemason is really good people, but at the very top of that, man, they're like really, they're hooked up there with the it's what was called a mystery cult, and they're part of it. Believe me, I've been in courtrooms, man, where a Mason comes in and he flashes a hand signal to the judge, and all the charges are dismissed against him.
What? Come on.
No shit. I've been in courtrooms where that happened, dude. Where a Mason is charged with a crime, and the judge is a Mason, and the dude, they have their Mason ring, and they do hand signs like gangbangers doing shit. You know, gangbangers, they got their secret codes and shit.
Yeah.
Well, the Masons, man, they're fucking, man, They make the fucking gangbangers look like Boy Scouts for what they got going on. Oh, but about the Denver International Airport, it is a big city underneath it, man. Okay. And I'm telling you, dude, it is like, but I've never been there, but I've only researched it, like looking at satellite photographs of it and reading about it on the internet. But I like to go there because they got all the art of the, Luciferian controllers of this planet there on display.
All right. They have
the Luciferian reptilian shapeshifters, man, the aliens that run this planet that appear to be like the Queen of England, and they appear to be like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and the, you know.
Who's really calling the shots? I mean, we talk about Skull and Bones, and we talk about the Illuminati, and then we talk about, you know, FEMA, and then we talk about, you know, I don't know, the United Nations and the Jews and then the aliens. Who is really running the show and calling the shots? Hello? Uh-oh. The crazy fucker just got
taken out. I think I said too many of those code words into the phone. And I think we're probably going to get a visit from the CIA now. I think it tripped up the government computers. Here, they're probably calling back right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Did you guys call my dad last week?
Someone called over here. Listen, there's a kid over there who keeps calling in over here making prank phone calls, and we got a trace. And I talked to Bell South already.
What? You're going to trace me? I'll just tell you my address.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Save me the time. I'm a Freemason.
West Virginia.
West Virginia? Oh, yeah. My God. That's disgusting. Are you really from West Virginia?
Yeah.
Really? That's like the most backward state.
I'm here with somebody special.
All right. Okay. I'm sure you got... every family in West Virginia has a special person.
Her name is Miss Madhouse.
Miss Madhouse? All right. Are you going to put her on the phone, or is it you?
I'm going to put it on the phone if you want to talk to her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, she don't want to talk.
I figured.
She's busy.
Oh, okay. You speak Spanish and shit?
Yeah. She mows my lawn sometimes.
Oh, yeah? No, I'm talking about you. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
You don't take Spanish classes at all in school?
Nah, I'm a nigga.
Oh, okay. You're black.
I take French at school, boy.
Oh, yeah? You don't do Spanish? Spanish is easier, man. You get more out of Spanish than French. You go to French, you're not going to learn shit. You're going to go to France? You go to France or Haiti? Or some parts of Canada you want to talk France. What's that about?
Well, I don't want to go to Mexico. Fuck. I don't want to see all those grease balls over there.
Yeah, but Spanish, not Mexican girls, but there's some nice girls in the Caribbean, you know. Cuban girls got nice ass. Dominican girls, if you like them dark, they can cook too, man. You got to look into that. You got to look in the long run. You sound like you're what, like in the 7th grade right now, maybe less than that?
Nope, higher.
Higher? 9th grade?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You're not developing quick enough?
Bitch, what'd you say?
I don't know, because you still sound kind of, you know, your voice hasn't dropped yet, I'm just saying. If you're in the 9th grade, you're a freshman?
No, what is 9th grade?
I don't know. In Florida, freshman is 9th grade high school. So, I don't know, exactly. But some places 9th grade is still junior college or junior high school, I don't know.
Junior high school?
Junior high.
What is that, like 20 years ago they used to call that?
They still have places that 9th grade is still the junior high. Yeah, so, I don't know. If there's a 9th grader who's still in that level, then they call it junior high. And if it's only up to 8, then they call them. Yeah, anyway. All right, well, kid, I got to go. Thanks for calling in, man. It's good talking to you. Or do you want to do a prank? All right, fine, asshole.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. He's in the 5th grade. I know he speaks Spanish. He's that one little Puerto Rican kid that speaks really good Spanish. He doesn't want to talk Spanish and do a prank call with me. What a jerk off. Just kidding with you. I like it. See, kid, this is always trying to tell the kid, you know, you gotta try to get with the Filipina girls. Oh, man, they cook for you. There's some guy who listens to who watches our show. Is it MSC3 Clay? Doesn't he have a Filipina girl or something like that? Hello?
Pinche way, I didn't know you talk Spanish.
Pinche cabrón, man, you fucking ass. I'm gonna call a Filipino place. You wanna talk to Filipinos?
That's my cojones, bitch.
Yeah, right on. You wanna talk to Filipinas?
Filipinas?
Yeah, you know Filipinas?
I don't want to talk to your penis.
You like Asian girls? You think they look good? What do you think?
Asian girls are ugly.
Ugly? What?
What?
Oh, man.
Them slanted-eyed bitches. I'll fuck them so hard, I'll make them eyes open.
Oh, kid, you're a trip. But seriously, no, feel, you know, you got to get with, like, you know, what do you...
Asian girls are ugly.
So, yeah, like, white girls?
No.
Black girls?
Black girls.
Black girls?
White girls and Spanish girls.
Spanish girls? All right, see, I told you.
Light-skinned black girls. Light-skinned black girls.
Like yellow?
What?
Yellow, black girls? Like, yellow bone? Yellow bone black girls, right? Don't they call them that, yellow bone?
I don't know.
That's what I've heard. They call them yellow bone girls. Hey, man, you're on YouTube. Do you ever go to YouTube? YouTube.com/madhouseradio. Go there and subscribe to the channel when you get a chance. That's just a plug for myself. You're going to do a prank call or you just call to talk?
Sure.
All right. We're calling fresh number. Fresh, are you doing the prank call?
Hmm?
Are you doing the
you
prank
started
call?
Off.
I started off.
Started
fine.
Off.
Carajo, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Filipino.
Yes?
Yeah, listen, some lady over there made an offer to my son that I think was a little inappropriate on the phone when he called in.
Pardon, sir?
My son isn't allowed to have anything sweet or any candy, and you people explicitly gave him, offered him some sugary stuff?
Cigarette?
Yeah, you gave him sugary stuff, and you offered to give him oral sex over there.
No, we're not selling cigarettes, sir.
Hey, son, what did they say?
Oh, well, she gave me a piece of candy, and then... I was opening it up, and I heard something unzip, and she pulled my pants down, and,
well,
yeah,
maybe,
you
maybe,
know.
Maybe he's not here, maybe on the other side.
No, no.
No, maybe, yo, press and suck my dick.
Who?
I think, did you perform oral sex in this kid? Hey, who's the manager? That was good, we'll do another call, hang on. We're going to call Z-Zone, this is an angry Muslim guy. You like Muslims? How do you like? How do you feel about the Muslim situation? Extreme Islam.
I don't pay attention.
Good.
To the Muslim situation.
Good for you. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Can't you just be fun? Just smoke weed and shit. Sounds like a. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the fuck? Hey, listen. My son went down there, and you folks sell them some tobacco.
What?
I said my son went down there.
Uh huh.
You folks sent you folks sell them tobacco. He's 11. Hello. He's tired of me. He won't talk to me anymore.
Oh, wow.
He's an asshole. We've had a lot of prank calls against that guy. I think he knows my voice. I should have just had you talk.
Yeah.
Hello, this is A Bond.
Hello.
Hey, Bond. Hello, Bond.
Hey,
is this Bond? Hello.
I'm taking the piss.
I need to speak to Bond. Hello. This is Mr. Bond. May I speak with Mr. Bond, please? Hello. God damn you. Son of a bitch. Hello. I command you to answer. Hello. I'm calling on behalf of the Queen Mother. And they hung up.
Listen, loser, try to get more bonds. It's kind of fun. Found that I fucked it up. I had a chance to do it right, and I didn't do it right. I did it wrong, motherfucker. Let me try to call him back. Hey, speak to Mr. Bond, please.
Hello.
Nobody is at 9, sorry.
Bullshit. Put on Mr. Bond right now. Damn you.
Women, that's why women should not answer the phone. If you're a woman listening to the show right now, you know that. If you're married, you know you don't answer the phone. The man is the person who answers the phone in the house unless the man is tired. And he points at you and then points at the phone to go get the phone. Saigon says eat sweet potatoes because they are good carbs. Wow. All right. Nunu asking how much are your bases? Good point. How much are your bases? And Dave Slash says, caca. All right, cool. There you go. That's for your caca.
Good evening. Hello, this is the Turner residence. Good. This is Valente calling. This is Valente calling from the United States of America.
I don't want the call, thank you.
No, I need to speak to Mr. Turner, it's urgent. Please.
Why?
Because the house is being foreclosed on.
What?
We're foreclosing on the house.
Don't be silly.
No. I'm a Jewish American lawyer, and you guys are gonna You guys lost the house already. I'm the new owner of the building. You have to start paying rent.
No.
You have euro over there?
Pardon?
How many euros are you going to send for rent?
That'd be ridiculous.
How many euros do you have on your income so I can make an arrangement for your payment? How many euros? Hello, yes, sir. How many euros do you make a year?
Go forth and multiply yourself.
Go multiply myself? You can go multiply yourself by zero. You know what you would become?
Hello?
You become zero, stupid. You're so stupid you don't even know math. You're inferior, sir. Good night. All right.
There we go. Did you tell me to go multiply myself? Go multiply yourself. Yeah. Go multiply yourself by zero, asshole. Because zero times anything is zero. That's what they taught me in school.
How about 10 bucks a credit? I've had it for like a good 3 months now with this Google Voice. Fucking great.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Hello?
Hello?
May I speak with Mr. Bomb, please?
Well, this time in the morning.
Oh, the 9th of the morning, make it up. I'm in the United States of America.
Yeah, why?
Okay, well, look, I have a situation. I was wondering if I could probably employ your services, please. Do you like to clean toilets?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Give me the phone. Here, the red hung up. Oh, check out the echo. Hear that word echo?
Echo. Echo machine. Echo machine.
That's CIA listening to the call.
That's somebody fucking in Cheyenne Mountain right now listening to us. Associating me with crazy fucker from California. Starting to wind things down here. It's getting close to midnight. May have been laughing about lube on some pancakes. And I got a funny story. I was trying to tell crazy fucker, but you know he gets into his crazy rants. Athena, she had her bridal shower, and one of the ladies bought her an assortment of, you know, sexual toys and lubrications and kind of fun stuff, you know. And, you know, because she's getting married, you know, we need that kind of stuff, of course. But one of the items there was like a strawberry-flavored massage oil or something like that. Or it was a strawberry-flavored cream or something like that. And I was like, oh, fuck, and it's edible. It's like edible strawberry-flavored cream. And I said, awesome, I bet you that tastes good. And for some reason, I went. It's like on the squeeze. It's in a squeezy tube. So I took the cap out so I could take off the little, you know, they put the little paper separator there that you have to take out when you use something for the first time, like the mayonnaise. I took it out and I screwed it back on and I flipped the top and I opened my mouth and I held it and I squeezed it. You know, it's basically like an oversized toothpaste thing. And oh, did it taste nasty! I put a bunch of it in my mouth and I was going to eat it. I thought this was going to taste like candy, but no. Matter of fact, it was actually tasted like ass. It tasted very, very chemically. And no amount of toothbrushing and soap mixed with fucking Listerine would help out. Oh, it was disgusting. So yeah, don't make a meal out of your sexual creams and edible this, edible pants. Well, I like to try edible pants. I think edible pants, they look like they taste like, you know, Twizzlers. I've seen them before. I've never eaten them before. I did see an episode of that show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David ate a pair of edible underwear. That was pretty funny. He seemed to like it. He seemed to think it was pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to try one or two more here. Let's see if I got any more numbers for the UK. Maybe no, it did not taste like cough syrup. Cough syrup. It tasted like cough syrup. I can't explain how it tasted. It tasted like melted plastic that had gone rancid, to be honest with you. I just tried to eat this shit like it was like, you know, like frosting. That's what I was expecting. This is going to taste like a strawberry frosting. And it tasted like, oof. It tasted like chemicals and ass. Dave Slaz ate an edible cock, apparently. That's awesome. Yeah, Sean is mentioning there was a new Kirby Enthusiasm. Man, you know, I forgot to DVR that, but I can catch it online on demand. Probably, probably will be. No, I might do it tonight after the show. Now that you brought it up, I was planning on doing it this weekend, but fuck, I might actually do it this week. I might actually do it tonight. I think. Got a lot of TV to watch and behind on some shows. Hell's Kitchen. Behind an episode of that. Top Chef, etc., etc. Anyway, I digress. Let's get out of here. Madhouse Live again. MadhouseLive.com is the website. My AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, which I failed to give out before, is Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio and AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. This has been Madhouse Radio for Thursday, September the 24th. Y'all have a good night. We'll catch you next week. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to Zolar Vision, Zolar Party Nation, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
And no to imperialism.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
Pop quiz.
Question.
Y'all know the skills.